Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Happy Father's Day. Before we get into the text from the Gospel of Luke today, I'd like to read you some Father's Day advice from the Apostle Paul. It's Ephesians 6:4. He writes, "Fathers, don't exasperate your children, but bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord." Fathers, don't exasperate your children. I suppose we fathers do exasperate our children or provoke them to anger when we continually try to run their lives beyond a certain point. I guess the point where they can make good decisions for themselves, at least in certain areas of their lives. I guess we fathers just don't want them to hurt themselves or others. Well, when fathers exasperate their children, their offspring are likely to say something like this: "Dad, why don't you leave me alone?" Well, that's really the same basic question that is presented to Jesus today from our text. "When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, 'What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me.'" Now, this question, "What have you to do with me?" is actually a pretty difficult one to translate from Greek. A word-for-word translation, such as I did in seminary, would be, "What is to me and to you? What is to me and to you?" Well, that's not very clear English, is it? So here we have, in the ESV translation, "What have you to do with me?" Or perhaps, more understandably, you might say, "What bone do you have to pick with me?" Or, "Why don't you mind your own business, Jesus? Why don't you leave me alone?" Well, the question here in our text, you might wonder, who is asking? Who is asking, "Why don't you leave me alone?" If it's the demon voicing this question, Jesus answers as Lord, the Lord, who has conquered Satan by his death and his resurrection. Jesus does not leave the demon alone, because Jesus has come to destroy evil, drive it out in all its forms, from the face of the earth and from the sons of man. So, in a world that we live in, a world of terrorism and bloodshed and shootings of almost 100 people in Orlando, tragedies such as we have seen this week, the need for a Savior is all the more pressing and urgent. But why don't you leave me alone is a question also of the man who has been possessed by these demons, the man who is engulfed in evil. For him, it's a mournful cry, just as it is from us sometimes. And I don't just mean children speaking to their parents, to their fathers or parents. Really, it's a mournful cry from all of us when we're beset by problems that we don't understand, by disasters and tragedies for which we're apt to blame God. It's a mournful cry that sounds like, "Why don't you leave me alone?" God, in His justice, has every right to just leave us alone, if He chooses. He has every right to abandon us if He chooses. He is Lord. He decides. So ultimately, for us, it's a question of faith. Why don't you leave me alone, Jesus? Why don't you abandon me? Even in the midst of terrorism and murderous shootings, in the midst of disease and even death, in the midst of broken families, where there are fathers who abuse their children or abandon them, in the midst of evil, God could easily abandon us to the evil that's present in our society. He could even abandon us to our own desires, our own sin, our own pride, our own arrogance, our own desire to run everybody else's life. But Jesus does not leave us alone. The Son of the Most High God breaks into our lives. He breaks into our world to be with us, to become one of us, a human being, to deal with sin and evil decisively. How? Where? In His body. On the cross. And in His body, in the resurrection, He does not leave us alone. Son of the Most High God comes to us. He comes to you and to me. He comes this day in His all-encompassing power, in His body and in His blood for you. He comes in a way that is simple and humble. He comes to you today simply in His Word, too. And even in a world that is beset by crushing and overwhelming powers, it seems, even in a world that we can't comprehend everything that's going on, in the face of forces that we can hardly understand, much less battle or restrain, the power of Jesus Christ is undiminished. Yet in the face of such destructive power that we see in our world, Jesus does not match it by ratcheting up the volume and screaming even louder. No. He comes simply and humbly with a word of peace, with a word of forgiveness, with a word of love. Where do you hear that in this world besides from Jesus? Why don't you leave me alone? Why don't you leave me alone? That can be the yell of the enemy. That can be the scream of the unbeliever, the shout of the one who is opposed to God. Why don't you leave me alone? But it can also be a cry of faith. A cry of wondrous confidence in the Son of the Most High God, who comes to save His people and deliver us from evil. Psalm 139 says, "Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. So fathers, do not exasperate your children. But don't leave them alone either. Love them. Love them. By bringing them to the waters of holy baptism. Love them. By bringing them to God's Word. Here or at your own home. Teach them the discipline and the admonition of the Lord. Tell them who Jesus is and what He has done for you, for me, for them. Jesus is your Lord. Jesus is your Redeemer. Jesus is your brother, human being. He is your Redeemer who gave His life for you and rose again for you. That's who Jesus is. Tell your children, He is the one who confronts evil and defeats it with a word. Tell them that Jesus is the Son of the Most High God, who doesn't leave me alone. Every day, He has something to do even with me. And daily, He does that. Up until the day when we see Him face to face, on the last day, He won't leave us alone then either. Through the cross, through the empty tomb, now at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, He exercises all power and authority to forgive you, to make you His own. He is the one who does not leave you alone because He loves you. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.